An hour later, after Angie had successfully stayed, savaged a stuffed Eopie, and then dropped it at a single word, and blocked Jag from getting up, all at a few hand signals from Alana, a pleasant visit ensued until it was the girl's bedtime. She was clearly disappointed at having to leave, but obeyed cheerfully, giving Jag a hug and heading for her room with the devoted Nexu at her heels. Jag eyed the table, a little confused. It was set for 5.
"I thought Amelia would be eating with us," he said.
"At this hour?"
said Leia.
"Oh no, she'd be far too cranky in the morning." "No."
She smiled a little.
"Someone else will be joining us."
3 dark heads turned to the hallway expectantly, and Jag followed their gaze. A young woman, slender and golden-haired, stepped into the living room and smiled a bit uncertainly.
"Hello, Head of State Fel,"
said Tahiri Vela. Blinking at her, Jag wordlessly turned to the Solos for an explanation.
"Sorry to spring this on you, but we thought this was the best way for all involved,"
Leia apologized.
"She came to us for help."
Tahiri remained standing.
"I had a chance to escape," she said. "Just disappear in the chaos of Dala's breakout. For a while, I did just that. I thought about going to Airmuth, but I realized I would put him in a terrible position if I did."
"So you went to the Solos,"
Jag said, a touch of anger in his voice.
"I know what you're thinking," Tahiri continued quietly. "I was found guilty in a court of law. I was sentenced to execution, and I'm running away from it. And viewed in a certain light, that's completely accurate. But I want to make things right, Jag. My death won't help anyone. It won't bring Galad Pelion back. It won't repair any damage I've caused. It's legal, but it's not just. I have many debts to repay, many errors to correct, and I want to do that." "When she came to us with this, I had an idea,"
Leia said.
"Technically, the crime was against a former Imperial Admiral. Justice would best be served by having Tahiri tried in an Imperial court. And until such a time as that can be arranged, Tahiri is offered to begin making reparations by assisting the Empire." "And these days,"
Jaina said,
"that's you, honey."
Jag stared at all of them, then back at Tahiri. She gazed levelly back at him.
"I'll abide by whatever decision you make, Jag,"
Tahiri said quietly.
"If you want me to turn myself in, I will. I'll sit in prison, and I'll have factions using me to advance their own agendas, and it will be a hollow journalist field day until the GA gets around to executing me. Or I can come with you and serve you with my life. And when the dust settles, I'll get a fair Imperial trial for what I've done.